This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm John North, and I'm eager to help you spend some time with God today. The most important time that you spend in your life. And it's true, isn't it? We spend our time. Time is a limited commodity, and for some of us, more limited than for others. Time is very precious. For some of us, it's to the point where time is more precious to us even than money. And so how we spend our time really reflects very powerfully what we consider to be the priorities of our lives. What are you spending your time on? Well, never forget that the most important time you spend in your life is your time with God. And if you want God to be the number one priority of your life, then make sure that you put spending time with Him first in your day. Make sure it doesn't get squeezed out by other things. There's nothing more important for your life than your daily time with God. So as we spend some time with God today, let's just look at Isaiah 57:15. Here's what it says. For thus says the High and Exalted One, who lives forever, whose name is Holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. The person who is humble and coming to God with a sense of need. We want to talk this week on the topic of prayer. And, you know, two of the most important disciplines in your life are prayer and Bible study, the two things you do when you spend time with God, listening to Him as you study His Word and speaking to Him, responding to Him in prayer. That's what prayer is. It's talking to God. It doesn't mean you have to have a big list of things you're coming to God about. You just start talking to Him about what He's saying to you, about what you've just read in His Word, about what's coming up in your day, or about the things you want to ask Him for. God wants to be totally involved in your life. But do you notice that prayer starts with the right attitude, the condition of our heart? If we want our prayers to be heard by God, God says, I dwell on a high and holy place. God is so far beyond us. We could never have the right to come into His presence or to demand an audience. When you think of the fact that God made all that there is, He is so immensely powerful and great. And yet He says, but I also dwell with the contrite person and the person who is lowly of spirit to revive the spirit of the lowly and the heart of the contrite. So God wants to revive you, to renew you in your inner life. He wants to respond to your prayers. But the people He listens to and responds to and revives are the people who come to Him with a contrite and lowly spirit. That is, don't come to God with your list demanding this or that or expressing your right to it. No, come to God as a person in need, a person totally depending on Him, a person who recognizes that without God, they're helpless. When you come to God like that, God reaches out to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.